Starting Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel Dinam Hanahagim Yemea Omer Sif Aleph Nahagim Shalol Lisa Isha Bein Pesach La'Atzeres Adlag La'Omer. Minog is not to get married between starting from Pesach until Lag Ba'Omer. Ibn Eshab also is not Meisur Tamidah Rabbi Akiva, because that's during that time is when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. Aba Allah Arisu L'Kaddish, get engaged, Shabir Dami, that's okay. Ibn Eshab Nami, even getting married, you should kafat sukanas einon shinshal. So if you actually got married, so then you don't get punished for it. Rama ez miu, milag ba'omer ve'elech ha'kol shari. But from lag ba'omer and on, everything is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though you're not allowed to get married, or even though you're not allowed to get married during that time, still you would be allowed to recite a Shechianu during that time. The language of the Mishnah Berurah is im nizdamin lo eze ingen shetzerich levarich alav Shechianu yivarich. So the discussion, the poskim, does that mean that it's only if it happened that something came, then you can make a Shechianu, or you can go out of your way to make a Shechianu? So that's a discussion in the postgame. But buying clothing, buying new clothing and stuff like that during Siris HaOmer, many say that it's mutter completely. There's no source to not do it. So buying new things during Siris would be okay, and making Shechianu would be okay as well. Some postgame discuss moving during Siris. Maybe it's better not to move during Siris. And others say it's totally fine to move during Siris as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds that not only are you allowed to get engaged during Siris HaOmer, but you're allowed to make a Suda. However, that nowadays where we do the Kiddushin at the time of the Nisuin, so then even though you wouldn't make a Suda for that Kiddushin, you could do it for the Shiduchin purposes, you can make a Suda, but there shouldn't be any dancing, the Mishnah Berurah says, during that time. And for sure, with music, for sure, you should not do so. There's a discussion in the postgame, what's considered to be dancing, that's not allowed. And some say if it's Shal Mitzvah, then it'll be permissible, like Hachnas Sefer Torah or something like that, but it's better not to do Hachnas Sefer Torah during this time. What music is allowed or not allowed? It's also a discussion in the postgame. Some say that playing music for Simcha or for Chola or something like that would be permissible, whereas others say that that's not okay. Some say that learning a musical instrument for Parnassa purposes is permissible, while others say that's not okay. Some say that singing without musical instruments is permissible, while others say even that's not okay. And a cappella music as well is a discussion if that's considered to be without musical instruments, or that is considered to that's considered to be shir b'kli and not shir b'peh. All of these are discussion in the poskim. One should consult the posik as to what exactly is permissible and is not permissible in terms of music during Siris HaOmer. As well, during Siris, since such bad things happened, we have the practice of saying Avarachmim during on Shabbos, even if it's a Shabbos Avarchim, or there's a Bris Milah, or something like that. And it's pointed out by the Shari Tshuva that all these Nihugei Avelis already started way back at the time that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died. That's when they already started instituting these practices. Sif Beis. Na'agin Shalol Lehestaper Ad Lag La'Omer. Not only do we not have a minhag to get married, we have a minhag to not take a haircut until Lag Ba'Omer, Sh'omrim Sh'az Paschal Imamos, because that's when they died. V'ein l'histaper ad yom lan mendalad b'boker, you should really wait until the 34th in the morning, says the Mechaber. Elim kein chal yom lag erev Shabbos, unless the 33rd falls out on a Friday, Sh'az m'stapar b'omnei kavod Shabbos, then you could already do it on the 33rd because of kavod Shabbos. The Ramah, on the other hand, says elu bedinos elu einogin kedvaru. We don't do that. Ela mistapim biyom lag umar bimboksa simcha ve'ino rotachnan. Rather, we stop getting haircuts. We start to get haircuts on the 33rd already, and we have some sort of simcha on Lag Ba'Omer, and we don't say tachnan on Lag Ba'Omer. So the Mechaber says that you wouldn't be able to get a haircut until the 34th day of Sirah, whereas Ashkenazim would say already on the 33rd you could start getting haircuts because that's when they stopped dying. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that not only do we not say Tachanun on Lag Ba'Omer, but we don't say it on Erev Lag Ba'Omer at Mincha either, as this is true by all days that we don't say Tachanun. Always on the Erev, you don't say, at Mincha, you don't say Tachanun either, except for Erev Shoshana and Yom Kippur, where you do say Tachanun on the Mincha before that. Is an Avil allowed to daven for the Tzibur on Lag Ba'Omer? Later on already, the Mishnah Berurah says that since you don't say Halah, so an Avil would be allowed to do so. In terms of haircuts, the Mishnah Berurah adds that even those who are Noheg and Isser to take a haircut all the way until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, still, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, So then, since there is a extra simcha because it's Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh, then you'd be allowed to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. You'd even be allowed to get married on that day as well. And even those who are makpid on the Tzava of Rabbi Huda Chassid, who say not to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, even when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, the Moshe Feinstein says it's still Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they would be allowed to get a haircut because you're not able to get a haircut before then. Rav Yashav as well says that since a minhag is not to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh is not a minhag kavua, so therefore you can be matir when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on a Shabbos to get a haircut on Erev. There's a discussion in the postgame whether the prohibition to get a haircut applies to women as well. Some say there's no isser at all for women to get haircuts during Seder. Moshe says it's Rai Lahachmir. And if you're afraid that you're going to lose your job if you don't shave, so Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says that you would be allowed to shave during Sfira. Moshe also says, Mishum Hefsed Mamon, you'd be allowed to get a haircut or shave during Sfira.